Kenyan author Binyavanga Wainana's 2011 book about growing up in Kenya, One Day I Will Write About This Place, is called one of the best about Africa ever. One reviewer called it a stand-up-and-cheer coming-of-age memoir. But this coming-of-age memoir was missing his coming out, a chapter that he published just this year at the age of 43. It is a love letter to his mother, who died, and the words he'd wished he'd said to her, "I am a homosexual, Mom." In those words, Binyavanga also told the world, at a time when there are laws against homosexuality in African countries like Nigeria and Uganda, just being homosexual can be fatal. Well, Kenyan writer and journalist Binyavanga Wainana has lived around the world. He was writer-in-residence at Union College in Schenectady, New York, but he's recently returned to Nairobi, where he grew up, and where we reached him on Skype to ask him about the lost chapter, the title of his coming-out piece. Binyavanga, welcome.
Thank you.
What propelled that writing?
Oh, gosh. Many things. I decided to come out and I didn't like what I was writing at all. So about 2 a.m, I just started to see it. So, of course, it was exciting to write.
Well, it's a conversation with your mother, but what else did you want to tell people about not being able to come out?
Well, I wrote this thing partly because I came back and it's not that I'd been away, but I'd been, I guess I call it bipolar for a long time, and I got tired of it. And there's a certain way that being a fairly well-known international guy with reasonably decent income, we can travel anywhere in the world, insulated me from the costs of being gay. The costs are not, like you put it, death and destruction for, people party, they love, they kiss, who are gay here in Nairobi all the time. And so it's not the doom and gloom that the Western media want to think of it, like death on the streets. And, but for me, it was, I lost a friend. I lost a close friend. He died of AIDS. He was very young. He was 23. He had been staying in my house. And it just struck home in a certain way that insulation itself makes it impossible for you to be a citizen, an artist, in a certain way. And I wanted to know that I can live here. I already know I can, because I have really all my life in one way or another. But live here in a closer, more rural, and a slightly more accountable way. Then, of course, there was the laws going on in Nigeria and Uganda.
Just a little bit more about, you know, this idea that as you write, you'd known you were homosexual since you were 5, and yet I think you didn't say the word gay until you were 39, and that this kind of, you know, keeping this locked in yourself had to have been locking in a certain part of, as I think you just said, had to have been locking in a certain part of your artistry and your writing.
Sure. I have just been loved, right? Yeah. All my life in many ways. And I feel that my life has been both precious and useful, and I'm very happy about it. And I'm happy about the book where I hadn't come out either. But different seasons of your life give different impetus. I want not to be alone. I'm a curious person in many ways, and I want to examine in a more public way what it means to be gay. I want to write about it. I knew I wanted to write about it as early as 5 years ago. I was nervous about the language and so on and so forth.
Well, you know, it's funny because rereading your stunning book through this new prism, I see you as a child differently, as a 5-year-old dressing up in your mother's clothes, you know, with your sister,
yeah,
or in school playing a prostitute with a heart of gold. We read the book differently now.
Yes. I do too. I mean, like, I wasn't maybe mildly conscious of all those sorts of implications then. So that's been interesting and fun.
Well, no, and it is. And it's a child, as you said, it's not a child. It's a child exploring.
Oh, quite a lot. Things certain get out of your control. And in my sense, the sense of getting out of your control now was more feeling at 40 that I've come at a time that I have to be responsible to a public. That's why I came back home. To do that means being back in the 60s, when there are all these things to do.
Well, as you said, the news from some countries in Africa also gave you an urgency. Nigeria signing the anti-gay bill into law, Uganda's anti-gay bill. You call the Nigerian bill Nazi-like. We're not broad-brushing the whole continent, but there are definitely two countries in which this is a huge, urgent problem.
Yeah. I always hedge my bets when I'm saying these things, because you always kind of feel the surge from America with a white shining sword to come and fix it. And that's not my politics at all. We fix our own things here, please, just like you do. So they need to put that in brackets.
Well, I'm going to jump in to say you put it into a provocative article in Granta, How to Write About Africa. And that's one of the things you say, that when Westerners write about issues in Africa, it is with the triumphal, we are going to save the starving Africans or the persecuted gay Africans, or, you know, pick your category.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's all kinds of things going on in the world right now. In Russia, there are things going on. The president of Uganda announced that he's going to play with Russia and tell America to go F themselves. And then everyone is talking about homosexuality is a Western import. So these are political things, too. And they're serious things. There are things, you know, that in nations that are growing now very fast and changing very rapidly, I am very happy that there's a constitutional petition which has a good chance of winning in Uganda, for example, and that they're building on one in Nigeria, for example, and that the movement in Uganda in particular is quite strong, the LGBT movement, right? But we are all here fighting for, like any human being, for not just dignity and not just freedom from being killed. It's to feel as a free spirit in space and time, right? To imagine your own futures. It's just the work that people do. I'm concerned about the death penalty in Texas, too, my dear. I mean, I'm concerned about somebody who may be beaten and stoned in Uganda. We all are, right? I'm concerned about the fact that women can't walk safely in the streets of Nairobi. I'm interested in the fact that they can any time of the day and night in Addis Ababa. There are people being picked up by the United States from Kenya to go to places we don't know who are Muslim, right? I'm concerned about them, right? I'm concerned, too, that these Al-Shabaab guys are in my country doing things that we don't know, right? I'm a writer and I'm a person, and these things are there in front of us, right? So these are just the stuff of life.
Well, Binyavanga Wainaina, what's been the response to the Lost Chapter?
The usual homophobes we are used to make their noises but have an approach. But I haven't been threatened in any way. The positive response from all manner of Africans is huge. It just continues. It meant all kinds of conversations. So for me, it's been great. It felt that if I helped move the world around me 2 millimeters, that's a good result.
Kenyan writer and journalist Binyavanga Wainaina, his memoir is One Day I Will Write About This Place. We'll also link you to his other writings in Granta and The Lost Chapter. Binyavanga, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.